You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. We've got our coach with us, Lindsay Parry. Lindsay, nice to touch base once again.
How's it, Brad? Always one of my best parts of the day.
We've got a great question in today. And in the last episode, we spoke about David, who plays golf in the heat in Texas. Today's question also comes from Texas, but this one is from Mark. And Mark is saying, I live in central Texas and summers are hot and humid. This morning's run, which took place at 9:30 in the morning, was 27 degrees. The relative humidity was 92%. And the heat index, which is humidex, was 29 degrees Celsius. My times are down as expected, and I'm wondering what others do to deal with hot, humid running conditions, and do training plans and schedules need to be adjusted to take heat into account?
Yeah, so the answer to that is they do, because really that amount of heat and in particular the humidity is probably more detrimental to performance than altitude. So altitude and heat are your two biggest kind of I don't know what the word is, but they affect performance the most, those two things. And you add in the humidity, then it really is difficult. So you do need to modify your training. And the most important thing is to just accept that running in those kind of temperatures and humidity, your body isn't going to allow you to perform at the level that you expect it to. So you do need to slow down. You probably need to take in more walk breaks. And then there are a few things that you can try to just alleviate the stress from the heat. And it is going to make it more comfortable, but it's not going to make it as comfortable as running outside on a 14-degree day with 40 or 50% humidity, for example. So one of the really useful tactics is to do something we call pre-cooling. So pre-cooling can be done in two of the following ways. One is to actually sip on really cool fluid, so refrigerated water or energy drink before you train, and also to chuck a towel, a wet towel, into your refrigerator the evening before, and then, you know, just put that on you and walk around the house with that on for 10 to 15 minutes while you're getting all your goodies sorted out and getting ready for your run. And that'll actually make you quite chilly, and then that will then in turn allow you to get through the first kind of 15 to 20 minutes much more comfortably than you otherwise would have. You can also then chuck that towel back in the fridge, and you can use it to cool yourself afterwards. You can take that cool drink with you, though, so a bottle filled with fluid with ice in it, and you can sip on that through the run. That'll help to cool you down a little bit. You do get garments that actually have a chemical reaction with your sweat, and the garment itself cools down. So I mean there are more than one brand, but the brand that I know is called E-Cool Line. It's a German product, but yeah, you can Google. I'm sure there'll be some others. I actually, one of the gentlemen I had a conversation with earlier in the week spoke about something called an Arctic hat or an Arctic cap, or something along those lines. But it works on the same principle. And this E-Cool Line they've got arm sleeves, vests, they've got bandanas and caps. But all of these products, what they are designed to do is to cool your skin down effectively. And those are things that you can do to make the run more comfortable while you're doing it. But it's always going to be less comfortable than running in ideal conditions.
Brilliant stuff. Mark, thank you very much for that great question. And Lindsay, as always, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Cool. Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, we're giving away 3 months' access to the Coach Parry Training Club to the value of 1,000 Rand at the end of this month. So if you would like to stand a chance of winning, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you're listening to this podcast on. And don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with or you'd like to run as well as we know you can, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.